Polygram, filmed entertainment. The Spice Girls present. In association with Polygram Filmed Entertainment and Icon Entertainment International. A Fragile Films production. Mel B with her wildly curly long brown hair. Emma, baby-faced with long blonde hair. Mel C, sultry brown eyes and a disarming stare. Jerry, a pouting fiery redhead. Victoria, sleek and stylish with shoulder-length straight brown hair. With Richard E. Grant. Alan Cumming. Spice World.
Love is blind as far as the eye can see.
George Went. Claire Rushbrook.
He's a lover. I need a friend. Right to nowhere.
Mark McKinney. Richard O'Brien. Roger Moore.
There ain't no release for me.
A neon sign in a TV studio reads Top of the Pops. In stylish white skirts, trousers and vest top combos, the Spice Girls perform on stage with a string section behind them. Original music by Paul Hardcastle. Crowd of fans in the studio, Piers, a short man in a denim shirt and short dark hair, frowns to a sound man and points to his ear.
Too much of nothing, it's just as tough.
Just
I need to know.
Based on an idea by the Spice Girls and Kim Fuller. The warm red, orange and purple lights dim and pulse with the beat. Now the girls are in a corridor with their overstyled, slick-haired and besuited manager.
Well done, girls. Excellent performance.
What are you talking about? You weren't even watching Clifford.
Yes, I was.
Don't lie. No, you weren't.
I sense the vibes. I have an excellent vibe sensor right here.
Yeah, right.
He just doesn't love us anymore.
Oh, yes, I do. I love you like a wildebeest loves five lionesses chewing at his legs.
Hello. I'm Pierce Cuthbertson Smythe. And today, I'm spending the first of 5 days with the Spice Girls.
Elton John's showered with kisses inside Television Centre.
Great glasses, Elton. I like them.
Thank you.
Come on, girls, we've got to go. Sorry, Elton.
Any second now, the Spice Girls will be stampeding down this corridor in a frenzy of chaos and energy, which, of course, has become their hallmark.
The band passes behind Piers, who turns to his two crew members.
I thought you said they were coming down this way.
I never said that. You want me to cut?
I think that would be wise.
Okay, don't worry, there won't be any fans out here. They're all around the front.
Okay.
Sorted.
Clifford kicks open some doors to reveal a horde of screaming fans and clamouring press.
Go, go, there's Andy from the start.
Get off the skirts, thank you very much.
What was that you said, Clifford?
While Deborah, a blonde-haired member of their staff, efficiently shepherds them towards a double-decker bus, brightly painted with a giant Union Jack, the girls sign autographs.
fluffy toys.
You'll be coming by a bit.
Don't touch my wardrobe.
All right, can we get changed, everyone? We're going to be there in 15 minutes.
Dennis, Albert Hall.
Partner, great having you rolling.
The bus passes over the Thames near St. Paul's. Its luxurious interior is like Doctor Who's TARDIS, in that it's impossibly spacious.
OK, horoscopes!
I don't believe star signs.
You see, you wouldn't, because you're an Aquarian. Aquarians don't believe in anything.
Well, I don't believe that either.
Oh, no! I can't find my boot! I think I've lost them.
It's always the same. I never know what to wear.
Yeah, it must be really hard for you, Victoria. You know, trying to decide whether to wear the little Gucci dress, the little Gucci dress, or the little Gucci dress.
Exactly.
I know. Why don't you wear the little Gucci dress?
That's a good idea. Thanks, Em.
Their bus cruises past Battersea Power Station.
I don't know how that happened.
Typical, typical Leo, that is, isn't it? Borrowing stuff without even asking me.
No, that's Capricorn.
Oi, don't you be starting on Capricorns.
That's it, you've had it.
I have it back!
No, I don't want it!
Jerry's bundled. Victoria.
Excuse me!
What do you think of this one?
Great!
Now, hear this. There's a press conference coming up. That means smiling at the cameras and answering a lot of dumb questions. That is all.
It really is tremendously exciting. We're breaking the news right now, right here. Next Saturday, 8 o'clock, for the first time ever, the Spice Girls are going to perform live for the very first time here at the Albert Hall. Are you excited, girl?
Very excited. We're going to be working with a new band, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's going to be broadcast live throughout the whole world.
The whole world? How many countries are we talking about?
Millions. And maybe even more.
OK, well, do you have a message for the multitude of fans you have out there?
Yes. Hola, España. Muchos besos de las chicas picantes.
That's that all the people in France.
And konnichiwa, mushi mushi, doma na gato goza mash.
They're huge in Portugal.
And as I said, one was Denise. No,
I don't have the faintest idea what that means, but it's going to be great. I'm excited. My mum's excited. The kids are over
they
here.
Are adorable.
A heavy-set man watching them on TV.
I think I got what you want.
Would you just shut up and watch this? These are the Spice Girls.
Yeah, I've seen them. Oh, I like the blonde one.
No. Sporty.
Yeah, sporty one's good.
This is what our movie should be about. They're young, they're cute, they're hip, they're wacky.
Yeah, but can they act?
What act? Did anyone care if Marilyn Monroe could act? All they cared was she in focus.
I just got an idea. I think you're gonna love it. You can see it very clearly. It's the Spice Girls. There's five of them. And they're singers.
I love it. We pitched this afternoon.
On the bus, Clifford's at his futuristic office desk.
Yes, Chief.
How are the girls, Clifford? Ready for showtime on Saturday?
Just going to rehearsals. They're hot, Chief. They've got fire in their eyes, hunger in their bellies, and great big shoes on their feet.
I'm telling you, Chief, they're raring to go.
Well, remember that now is the dangerous time. They've had a lot of success very quickly. So get ready for the backlash.
When the speeding melon hits all.
It is Christmas for the crows.
Do you want me to go after the paparazzi,
Chief? I could start
kicking asses if you like.
Stir things up a bit.
Well, there's no need for any stirring.
Put a couple of cats among a few pigeons.
Leave the pigeons alone.
Watch the feathers fly. Get some blood on the walls!
No!
Sorry, Chief, just an idea.
There'll be time for that soon enough. Remember, the drummer who is without sticks has no backbeat.
Absolutely.
Right, boss.
What did he say?
I haven't a clue. But I know that he's right. Drummer. Drummer.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
I'm giving you everything, all that joy can bring. This I swear.
I give you everything.
And all that I want from you is the promise you will be there.
Jules Holland and some musicians are rehearsing with the girls in a cavernous hall. From a balcony, Piers lectures his crew.
Now remember, the camera is the window to the soul.
Window to the soul.
That's it. Through the eyes, obviously. And what I want to do, I want to take my audience on a journey into the mind's eye of the Spice Girls and focus on their deepest subconscious.
Deepest subconscious.
That's it, Enzo. Got it?
Great.
Everything will need a longer lens.
Hold on. What's going on?
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Sorry, my fault.
Sort your fingers out, Div.
What have you done? Left your boxing gloves on?
Okay, let's do it once again, please. Sorry. That was absolutely perfect without being actually any good. Once again, then.
Hiya.
No, please, hiya. Let's keep the momentum going now, please.
Hiya.
It's obviously after a short break.
Look at that emotion. That real, raw emotion. Come on, boys, capture that magic. Quickly.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Except my back's done in, my front's done in, my insides are wrecked, and I haven't seen my feet for weeks, but I hear they're really fat too.
They are, Nat. How's baby?
Well, how would you feel being carried around all day in a nice, squishy waterbed? Very lucky, I think.
It kicked!
When did you?
Last week.
You want to start charging it storage?
So, how's Trevor?
He's gone. Trevor's left me.
Don't believe it.
Sound running.
Excuse me. Would you mind not filming, please?
Cut.
I mean, I always knew Trevor was irresponsible, right? But he's now gone and proved it.
What?
It's just leaked.
So what I want to do with this documentary is show the real Spice Girls. So, you know, I want to break through the showbiz facade. I want to crash right through it and reveal the truth.
Well, that's fine. Just as long as you crash through the showbiz facade on schedule and don't get in anybody's way.
Deborah follows Clifford away. Piers.
Yes, well, a smile costs nothing.
Don't worry, Nick. It'll be all right.
Oh, no.
What?
I think I am getting broody.
Oh, no. Just wait till you lot start having kids. That'd be really weird.
Kids' clothing drying indoors. The girls are housewives.
How my Gloria gets her clothes so dirty, I'll never know. Bless her.
Emma's heavily pregnant.
My poor back.
I don't know how you can have any more of them kids. You got six already, haven't you?
Is it six?
Mm.
Yeah, but they're so cute when they're little and then they grow up to be real little bleeders.
Thank God for boarding school. I only see mine once a month.
Well, I'll tell you, he goes to me.
Cheers.
He goes, Ma, I want to be a singer. I said, listen, lads, go to college, get yourself a proper job. Does he listen? No?
They never do, though, do they? I mean, you know. Kids today, they don't know how lucky they are! Ruthie and Demi, will you turn that bloody racket down?
I hate to interrupt. There's the small matter of an extremely live gig on Saturday.
All right, we're coming.
Oh, I don't want to.
Take care.
All right, Jules, come in. I need a wee.
While Jules and his musicians play the intro, the Spice Girls laugh and chat quietly by their onstage stools, microphones in hand. As the music changes, they stand up and spring into performance mode. They launch into choreographed dances, each adopting their own style. Piers leads his crew along the balcony excitedly. Mel B, otherwise known as Scary Spice, has her hair in short, funky braids. Victoria's typically in black. Piers points to her.
Posh one!
Which one, sir?
The one that looks posh!
The girls dance, punctuating the beats with kicks and thrusts.
If you put
amazing, wouldn't it?
You can work this equation, then I guess I'll have to show you the door.
Mel C kicks the air and sings. A headline in the Daily Event. The paper's editor comments.
Look at that, Brad. Look at that. Spice Girls set to conquer the globe. Why is it that I can't pick up a paper without seeing them all over the front page?
You told us to write that story, Kevin.
I know! I know!
And as long as they keep selling newspapers, well, we're gonna have to keep writing about them.
Well, I'm sick of them. We need a new angle, Brad. I mean, who cares if the Spice Girls get to number one yet again? Who cares if they climb to the top of Mount Everest on an ostrich? Or if they find a cure for deja vu.
Not me.
Or if they find a cure for deja vu.
Not me.
No, I've got a better idea. You try this for size. Spice Girls live show. Cancelled.
It's not bad.
Spice Girls fall out. Spice Girls split up. Copies of the paper will sell with a headline like that!
I like
it! I can make it happen, Brad! Me, Kevin McMaxford, I put them up there. I can bring them down!
Yes!
Who's gonna help me, Brad? Who is gonna help me take on girl power and bring it crashing and whimpering to the ground?
I'll find someone, Kevin. I just wish you wouldn't get so upset.
Now hear this. It is dangerous to store moisturising cream in the refrigerator as it can be mistaken for mayonnaise.
That is all.
Jerry to Mel B.
Check. What do you mean, check? I mean, check. My bishop's got your king. Where? There. You either got to move it in front or move it out the way.
All right, well, I'll move that fairground horse to there. Sort that out.
You can't do that.
Says who?
Says Mr. Chess. It's been in the rules for thousands of years.
Well, I'm going to break the rules and set this fairground horse free amongst all these little square fields like that. There.
I'm going to slap you in a minute.
At an eatery, the producer and his writer pitch to Clifford.
It's obvious to us that the Spice Girls are movie stars. We've worked on this idea for months. Graydon?
Can we turn off our cell phones, please?
Respect for the writer.
Okay, this is the ultimate tale. Five girls, five lives, one story. As old as time itself, but as fresh as newly cut grass.
And that's fresh.
The girls play five sisters whose parents disappeared during the January Harrod sale and were never seen again.
As if ripped from today's headlines.
Now they live at home, struggling to support an elderly grandmother who suffers from some mysterious wasting disease.
I've got tears.
Their only hope at breaking the cycle of poverty lies with the middle sister, Melanie C., who's convinced she could be an Olympic ski jump champion. If only she could overcome her fear of heights and snow, and if she could just get her hands on a pair of skis.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. What do you think?
I think it stinks.
Of course it stinks, but it's a start. We're cooking here. This is a stew, a gumbo. Jambalaya, if you will. We're just jamming.
Okay, here's another idea. Crocodiles.
The producer sighs. A radio plays on the Spice Bus.
Well, that was the Spice Girls, and if you want tickets for their first ever live gig, tough luck. You're just too late. But they're with me now on surgery, so here they are. Welcome, girls, says Sporty,
oh,
Scary.
Turn
baby.
It off.
Ginger.
All right. Oh, well.
So, Emma, come on, what's it like to be Baby Spice?
Yeah, I'm always going to be seen as Baby Spice, you know, the sweet and innocent one. Even when I'm 30.
You love it, really, Emma. You play up to it all the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You're doing it now.
I'm not.
You see, the thing about you, Em, is you got this dead cute little smile, so you can get away with anything.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Four horrible moments perpetrated by the same ruthless psychopaths
each victim riddled with 100 machine gun bullets by this unknown maniac.
But who is it? Professor Schutzmann? Father Colin Murphy? Lady Matilda Davenport? Or Miss Emma Bunton? The murderer is...
Emma smiles.
Father Colin Murphy!
I am really fed up with people thinking that all I do is talk about clothes all the time.
Yeah, people are really shallow. They only judge you on what you look like.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I think it's the same with fish. I mean, look at this. You've got the spotty one that's wacky, you've got the fluffy one that's cute, and then you've got this ugly loser one. That reminds me of my ex-boyfriend, Stephen. Did you know that the largest fish in the world is the manta ray?
And then there's a little ginger one that is full of useless information about manta rays.
I don't get it. Why do people stereotype us all the time?
They all realise that they're living up to their stereotypes.
The trouble is, we're all getting really predictable.
Well, maybe I should just stop being loud and leering.
Hey, yeah, right.
Fat chance.
Jeez. Hold it there. Now give it to me.
Why don't we give each other new characters?
Like what?
I'll tell you what about Bricklayer Spice?
Sexy, come on, energy.
Or, Train Spotting Spice.
Smashing.
What about Sporty, but I am actually interested in other things, Spice?
Go for it, girls, go for it, come on.
Or cheesed off with special. Cheesy photo session Spice.
Ah. All right.
Yes,
and again.
Let's go do our own thing, come on.
Victoria dons an Audrey Hepburn-style beige outfit, complete with pearls and matching rectangular-rimmed white shades, gloves and hat. Then she joins Mel C and Emma as Charlie's Angels, before three of them rock out with a mix of dreads, flares and lycra. Mel C and Emma copy the leather look from Grease, Jerry's Wonder Woman and Mel B's Diana Ross. Now Jerry's Marilyn Monroe and Mel B twists an ankle. Before becoming a wild Amazonian queen. Emma slaps Mel C when she grabs Emma's leather-clad bum. Victoria, in a blonde wig and skimpy white bikini, is holding a dagger.
Hello, Mr. Bond. Or can I call you Jay?
Emma pulls a sock from down Mel C's jeans. Jerry removes her Marilyn wig, gives a cheeky grin, and then runs on in a tracksuit.
I'm so sporty!
Mel C's dressed as posh, and then Mel B's made up as Ginger Spice, Emma's Scary Spice, and Victoria's baby.
My mummy's my best friend.
I'm just too posh.
When a little ball gonna win the cup, like, eh?
Are we finished yet?
Blah, 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 girl power, feminism, do you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
They all pose as their impressions of each other.
I feel as though I'm being strangled. How do you feel?
Really uncomfortable.
Well, I just nearly fell off these shoes and sprained my ankle.
These things are really tight, they're going right on my bum.
These are really comfy, actually.
Don't even think about it, you.
I'm off, I'm getting these off. Oh, I need some platforms.
How can you wear
these? You look apart from my clothes anyway.
Yes! I got just the man for the job. He did the Fergie toe-sucking pictures.
He got the Teletubbies taking a poo.
And if you want a picture of Bill Clinton tucking his T-shirt into his underpants, you can get that too.
He sounds great, but where the hell is this guy?
I'm here.
How do we know you're any good, pal?
7:45, you sniffing your socks before putting them on. 8:55, you in the lift picking your nose. Another bogey breakfast.
He's good.
You again, behind the bike sheds with Eileen Winters when you were 12.
He's very good. He's gone.
McMaxford's new mysterious photographers clad in black and bald. On the Spice Bus, Clifford uses a microphone.
Now hear this. After using the showers, could people please pick up the clumps of hair in the plug holes? It's unhygienic and can lead to flooding.
Clifford, can't you just tell us normally?
The bus cruises on through London.
Next up,
publicity party. Beautiful people, reporters, interviews, lots of finger food. Have fun.
That is all.
Stay here. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
I hate these parties. Everyone dresses so over the top.
Right, Chuck.
Yeah, and have you noticed, they all ask you how you are, and they don't even care.
Yeah, well, I should be at the footy now. And if I'm not there and they lose, do you know him?
Sorry. Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
Pierce Cup, this is mine. I'm with the Spice Girls.
Name's not Dan, not coming in.
Before you said I'd recognise you.
Yes, well, I had to go to all the shows. But, you know, Gucci, Pucci, Prada and Fendi, I was very disappointed with their spring collections.
As for McQueen and Galliano, well, I could go either way on them, you see.
What do you think about Mentorate?
Oh, yes, marvellous designer, Mentorate. I love Mentorate. These are his shoes. These are Manta Ray's shoes. These are his glasses.
Listen, Bob, we've got to sort your hair out. In fact, I am going to do your hair for you.
What's wrong with the hair? Everybody's always going on about the hair.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not as if we want to be threatening to a man's masculinity or anything.
Of course
you
not.
You know, or be dominating.
Yeah, of course not.
I know, but the funny thing is, when we do meet men, sometimes we get all nervous and don't know what to say.
Well, things... I'm just going to go to the toilet.
Hello, Trish.
Right, now, Bob, I think you look great.
What the hell have you done? Nicola! Nicola! Hello, oh, remember me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. We're with her. We have to get in.
Spare ticket?
Ticket! We have a ticket! And tonight is the night when three become one.
Look, I've got something really important to ask you.
What?
But if you don't want to do it, it's all right, okay?
Go on, go on. What is it?
Look, I was thinking one of you could be godmother to the baby.
Wow.
But then I thought, well, I love you all and you're all my best mates and I want you all to be godmothers.
Oh. Yeah. One condition, it's got to be a Liverpool supporter.
Hang on a minute, do godmothers get stretch marks?
No.
Hiya, listen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it is interview and photo time now.
Oh, oh,
yes, you do. It's your job. Come on.
Come on,
see you.
I'm so
sorry.
Sorry, Nicola. See you. Girls in publicity for Saturday's show.
Hi, I'm Barnaby.
Oh, hi.
So are you part of the Spice phenomenon?
No, I'm just nobody.
Ah. Excuse me a minute.
The heavily pregnant Nicola's left standing alone. She glances up at the Spice Girls being photographed on a balcony and then heads out. Piers to Enzo.
So we're on a wide-angled lens, Enzo. Wide-angled lens, yeah?
Manning.
And now tonight, I'm going to be asking the big questions. How are relationships moulded in this strange, kaleidoscopic world the Spice Girls inhabit? Let's find out, shall we? So, do you have any time for boys?
Boys? Doesn't ring a bell.
You see, I think with boys, you should be able to just wheel them in, and then they're there, and then that's it.
Really?
Yeah, and order them like a pizza.
Oh!
Yeah, right, I'll have a deep pan, 6 foot, green eyes, pair of loafers and no top.
Yeah, no cheese.
But you do like boys, don't you, Jerry?
Come on, is the Pope a Catholic?
Apparently he is, yes.
Spice Girls in Pope Shock.
Here at home, church leaders have reacted with shock today to reports that the Spice Girls have cast doubt on the religious conviction of the Pope.
That's more like it!
A Vatican spokesman said the pontiff was hurt and confused by the suggestion that he might not be Catholic. We asked the Bishop of Candleford what he thought of the report.
It's a terrible suggestion, almost blasphemous. Of course the Pope's a Catholic, otherwise he wouldn't have been invited to become Pope, would he? I'd like to know what evidence the Spice Girls have to support these allegations. I really would.
Here we go. The backlash has started.
Clifford calls the chief.
When the rabbit of chaos is pursued by the ferret of disorder through the fields of anarchy, it is time to hang your pants on the hook of darkness.
Yep.
Whether they're clean or not.
London to Milan.
Clifford.
Just a TV special. Italians, screaming kids, the usual thing.
Are we there yet?
The girls are rehearsing in front of a multicoloured colonnade.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Do you want to be in my gang, my gang, my gang? Do you want to be in my gang?
Suddenly, a troop of muscle-bound male dancers wearing nothing but tight undies and navy caps march into the stage.
this?
The girls notice the dancers.
This is not on. We didn't agree to have this lot dancing with us.
I mean, I know you said it was going to be tacky, but this is tacky.
Bobby Sheridan, why are they stopped?
They're stopping because these clowns suddenly appeared.
A molto, molto good dancer.
I don't doubt you, my friend, but they should be on another show or in a zoo.
I mean, come on, look at his muscles. It looks like he's got ferrets burrowing under there or something.
I know. I'm sorting it out. Over here.
Do you think that's real down there? It looks like a pair of rolled-up socks to me.
You carry on like this, I take the girls back.
You're taking the girls back? What about the contract?
Contract?
Ha! In my bed, I've got two teddies, I've got a rabbit, I've got two dollies, and one Susan, she's got a bad eye.
The boys will stay here. The girls will go, I saw you.
AC Milan? Nah, you're a bit weak in your midfield.
And then I've got a green giraffe, which I won at a fair. It was the only one left, and I felt really sorry for him.
Okay. So you want to play hardball, what do you want? Fisticuffs?
Then there's Buzz, Woody, the alien, and then I've got a fluffy pink hot water bottle. So there's just not enough room for you, mate. Ooh.
Hey, your mother.
My mother?
Si. Your mother.
Hey, your mother.
Me mama?
Si, your big, fat mother. And your brother-in-law. And your mad cousin. And your next-door neighbor's goat.
Fromaggio. Now I kill you.
Go for it, go for it, go for it!
Boys, boys, boys! Calm down. Have you not heard of the word compromisation?
What?
E pazzo.
Crazy, crazy.
It's night, and a crowd has turned out to watch the show. The dancers come strutting on wearing shimmery purple suits and bow ties. The dancers' bum cheeks are exposed.
What an earth's that?
That's the compromise.
Hey, Bobby Sheridan! Coolie police in the air!
Milan to London.
Was that really worth it?
So glad we've got the money now.
Yeah, first one in a month, Clifford. Are we there yet? I'm dying, Footloo.
Yes, so am I.
Clifford, can we stop the bus?
Dennis, pull over. We've got a crisis. The girls need to go to the bathroom. Again.
Dennis pulls up beside a wood.
I'm bursting to go, Willie. Come on, come on.
Ooh. I'm going to roar!
Doesn't matter how successful you are, sometimes you still have to go and pee in the woods.
I don't understand how all the toilets can break down at the same time.
It's not my fault they keep breaking down. Listen, it's hard enough to get a plumber to come to your house and that stays in one place. But you try calling one out to a bus that's moving around the countryside. It's impossible.
Isn't there something that you can do about them?
Like what?
Fix them!
Listen, I love these girls, and I'll do anything for them. But I won't do that.
I don't want to go any further, I'm scared.
Why does the countryside have to be so bloody muddy?
Do you know what? Someone's just brushed past me and I'm not joking.
Oh, it's only a disgusting beast that wants inches.
Oh, pack it in now.
It wasn't me.
I think we lost, you know.
Root Rooted to the spot at the edge of a clearing, the girls watch in quiet terror as a huge flying saucer lands on the grass in a hail of flashing lights and steam. A ramp lowers to the ground, and four alien figures with broad shoulders, tiny pygmy heads, and tall quiff hairdos descend towards the girls.
It's them! It's them! Look!
Are you sure?
Yes! There's the little blonde one.
That's what you said before. And it was a sheep.
One of the aliens reaches out a hand and squeezes Mel B's bosom.
Oi, get off!
No, you've done it now.
Jerry, go and say something to
him. Go on, you say something.
Good, Jerry. What do you want with us?
Are you the Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we have tickets for your Albert Hall gig?
I'm really sorry, but they've all sold out. Yes.
I told you we should have booked early.
Oh, my God.
What's that? What is it?
Can I have your autograph? It's not for me, it's for my brother.
What's his name? Is that three or four, Kays?
That's four.
Could you sign this, please, Posh?
Gosh, you're fat.
Give us a kiss, ginger one.
Hey, what's she snogging?
You want your jeans?
Jerry kisses the alien on the lips.
You want a picture? Is it?
Say good yuck.
What do you mean, aliens?
You know, aliens from outer space.
They had these little squidgy faces.
Yeah?
Yeah, and really cheap green coats.
You're obviously under massive stress. I think you need some time off. I'm going to stand up to the chief, be assertive. I'm going to ask him... No, tell him. The girls are going to have the morning off.
The answer is no, Clifford.
Chief?
The girls cannot have the morning off.
Of course not, Chief. The fact that they've been working really hard and they're at the point of exhaustion is...
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Without sacrifice, there is no success. Without pain, there is no pleasure. And without something, there is no nothing.
The chief hangs up and goes back to stroking the white bunny on his lap. Clifford trudges to the edge of his office and looks over the balcony at the girls below.
Very assertive, Clifford. You better go and tell them.
I know.
Go on, then.
I'm going on, then.
The girls are at the door.
See you, Clifford!
Hold on. Where are you going?
We're going home to sleep.
We'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. There's been a change of plan. Oh. The schedule's too tight. No morning off.
Oh, nice one, Clifford.
You nearly had us there.
Yeah.
You're not really good at telling fibs, are you?
I'm sorry. There's too much to get through.
You're not joking, are you?
Oh,
no. No, you see, the thing is, we've got to see Nicola in the morning because the baby's overdue.
Babies are allowed to be overdue. You're not. Please, I'll buy you a milk chocolate magnum each.
Okay.
What are you doing?
No. Look, Clifford, you can only push us so far.
Yeah, right.
You just better watch it, mate.
So from now on, there's no more Mr. Nice Spice.
They each brush past him on their way out of the door. Clifford gets up off his knees.
What do you think?
I don't know, mate.
Now hear this, You are about to enter dance camp. You will be under the instruction of the toughest dance teacher of all time, Mr. Step.
Right, you horrible lot! Left, right, left, woo! Yeah. Oh, don't give me any of that Julie Andrews, hey, on a hill type, clap, clap, trot, thump. I'm your mother now, and I don't mean superior. Take that sweet out of your mouth, or you'll turn in front of me, like an arsehole bullet, so I can die by that other fire! Right, now, shoo-to-loo, shimmy.
You the dance teacher, Mr. Step?
That is correct. I'm going to show you my port de bras, although that won't apply to you. Hit it!
Emma mouths, mad.
One. Mama, oh, mama. Oh,
Mr. Step performs a series of clumsy, uncoordinated dance steps, with the girls doing their best to mimic him.
Mother!
Oh,
This is ridiculous.
Do you know what? We can't dance like that.
Yes, I know. I've seen your videos.
Oh, that's enough. Now, should we do our own thing?
I can't even understand. They talk so strange. That's it. We've got to get fit.
The Spice Girls show him how it's done with some nice synchronized stepping action. It's not long before Mr. Step finds himself joining in at the end of the line. Marching outside, the girls emerge from the building wearing army fatigues, with Victoria wearing a skimpy dress with camouflage motif.
Right then, Spice Girls, regimental, dance!
We're the Spice Girls, yes indeed. Just girl power is all we need.
Pick it up.
We know how we got this far. Strength and courage in a wonder bra.
Tackling an assault course, Jerry ends up swinging into a paddling pool. Victoria, meanwhile, is having none of it. Jerry gives Mr. Step a kick on the backside. That night...
Lights off!
It's not even dark yet!
And you, Melanie.
It's the middle of the night, and in one of the bedrooms of a creepy mansion, Emma's fast asleep in a four-poster bed. Outside her room, an open door leads through to an empty bathroom, in which curtains are casting ghostly shadows on the wall. Suddenly, the toilet seat rises, and McMaxford's sinister photographer emerges menacingly from the U-bend. As he steps onto the floor and shakes himself down, each of the Spice Girls is awoken by a sense of foreboding. Damien begins snapping the bathroom. Peering round a corner, Emma tiptoes up a flight of stairs, just missing Jerry, who creeps down another before bumping into Mel C and Mel B on the landing. A bit later, all of the Spice Girls are sitting in Victoria's bed.
It's pathetic, you know, that we can't even sleep in our own rooms.
Yeah, I don't know what we're making such a fuss for. It's only an old house.
A big old house.
A big, very old, haunted, big old house.
Well, I had this horrible dream last night. I dreamt we were all doing the live show, and I went on stage, and I was just about to open my gob, and a note came out. But something even more weirder happened. I realised, right?
You didn't have an head?
Yeah, how did you know?
I had exactly the same dream.
No way, no. I had exactly the same dream, but mine was much, much worse. Well, you see, I had a head, but there was no makeup on it.
Oh, no.
I just don't understand. So what does it all mean?
Probably our subconscious mind, so we don't have to deal with our inner anxieties when we're awake.
Like, we're all gonna be scared of this live show.
And that we might not be able to sing.
Oh, no. And it's gonna be a complete disaster.
Oh, no!
Let's just stay here together.
Yeah, squash up, I'm going to sleep.
Scaredy Spice Girls' Terror of Concert.
I hate you, McMaxford. I really, really hate you.
Clifford throws knives at the newspaper. Steaming outside, he discovers the Spice Girls relaxing on cushions surrounded by rainbow-coloured curtains.
Look at that! Look at that! More stories! More evil harpoons from the press!
I really wouldn't let it bother you, Clifford.
Just chill out. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, the fist can just flick off.
Makes me just want to strangle something.
Look, if we took any notes of all that press, we'd go mad like you.
I just can't take it anymore. Don't lie! I tell you, I'm simply not like that! Bring me inside,
Jacker! Yes, you can laugh. You can laugh. I'll fight.
Deborah goes after Clifford.
He's so uptight, he's gonna have a heart attack.
No. Maybe he's not getting enough nookie. That's what it is.
Do you know what would be perfect? If you fancied Deborah.
Yeah. I reckon he's got a chance with her because apparently she hasn't had a boyfriend in 6 months.
Nah, he doesn't fancy her. The body language is all wrong. He doesn't even look at her when he's talking to her.
Yeah, but hold on, that doesn't matter. You know what men are like? They don't like showing their emotions, do they?
No,
that is true. But apparently there's these animals in the jungle, rainforest or somewhere like that. Anyway, when the male's courting the female, he goes up to her and pees on her.
Oh no!
Jay, you don't have to.
No, but it's his way of showing that he fancies her. And the thing is, they get it on afterwards, mate.
To work.
Yeah.
Well, call me old-fashioned, but I much prefer a bunch of flowers.
A cafe.
Okay, baby, here's where we get high concept.
8 miles high.
A Royal Air Force stealth bomber is hijacked by a group of extraterrestrial terrorists. Inside the pilot's pocket is a computer disk with a virus encoded on it that is so deadly it could destroy the world. The British Prime Minister has absolutely no choice. He has to call in the Spice Force 5.
Can you see the merchandising action figure?
Crack operatives in their own field. They're the martial arts expert.
Emma sees off 3 male attackers with a masterclass of unarmed combat.
Counter-espionage agent.
Mel C descends on wires to play Sabutio.
The explosives expert.
Mel B presses a plunger, demolishing a block of flats.
Oh no!
The master of disguise.
One woman.
Jerry steps into a public phone box, then emerges a moment later as Bob Hoskins.
Girl power, equalization between the sexes.
And, oh, Victoria.
Victoria just points.
And then back to reality.
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
What kind of reality are you interested in? I'm open.
Piers does a piece to camera.
Competition runners. The chance to make those fantasy figures become a reality. Dreams come true. The stuff of fairy tales. So, how does it feel to have won the trip round London with the Spice Girl?
It's great.
I expect your friends are really, really jealous, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm sure they are. How's that sound? A bit noisy.
Planes, dogs, traffic.
Well, we won't be using this bit anyway. Don't worry about it. Come on.
I hate that. Can't get a word in edgeways. I know, the
tree is
like bloody kids.
Okay, kids, welcome to the Spice Bus. Cool. Girls, competition winners.
Balloons, cake, sandwiches, fun.
Wow.
Fun.
Do you want a Polaroid?
It's fucking Evie, isn't it? Do you want something to eat?
Ready? Smile.
Why did he have a load of fish paste on at parties? Because no one likes him, do they?
I know.
It must be great being a Spice Girl.
Yeah, it's
really good.
It'd be even better if it wasn't for a fascist slave driver bossing us about all the time.
Yes! Let's just escape from this place!
Yeah! Don't worry, she does this all the time.
She is mad.
Yes! When I say go, we go. Go!
Grab some crisps.
They jump off the bus.
Take it easy, girls.
Would anyone mind telling me where they're going?
They're being spontaneous.
I told them before.
If they want to be spontaneous, they'd have to clear with me first.
Come on.
Piers and his crew get out of their van.
Hi, can we have a ride to your boat?
Quick, there's an aquatic adventure happening here.
We need now is a really serious speedboat.
Dennis, follow them.
I'm on a trail, Clifford.
The Spice Girls and their competition winners are dancing around on the back of a speedboat cruising along the Thames. Piers and his crew are following in a tugboat.
Oh, 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 my boy, lollipop.
best girls at sea. What an extraordinary combination of girl power and horsepower.
Can't this thing go any faster?
Clifford and Deborah are watching from a bridge.
Deborah, can you please explain what the hell is going on here?
Well, they're just having fun, Clifford, you know, rock and roll.
Oh, no, it's not. Rock and roll is staying up all night and getting completely off your face and throwing television sets out of hotel windows. I don't remember any mention of boats.
Enzo zooms in on the speedboat.
Jem, can you get with the singing?
Come on, Clifford, don't you remember being a kid?
What?
You know, falling over in the playground, scraping your knees.
Deborah, what planet are you from?
Hold on! What's on the lens, Piers?
The girl's boat is heading straight for a block of wood.
Here they come.
The driver's not looking. Spotting it at the last minute, he swings the boat around, throwing Victoria and the children into the water.
There is a child in the water! Get that! I want a close-up of that wet...
Yes, all I'm getting is you shouting!
Shoot him!
Turn him round! Turn him round! Wait!
Somebody! Somebody! I'll save him!
Real drama! Sorry!
Get off! I'm trying to film! I've got a loud splash there, Piers!
Just great. Parents lend us their kids, and we drown them.
Well, that was so brilliant.
That was not supposed to happen.
Are you okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
You mean I got wet for nothing?
Help!
What?
This dress is dry clean only, Melanie. Oh.
Do they have sharks in the tents?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, that lot are coming.
Piers is lifted out of the water.
Whose idea was this?
Yours.
Vicky, do you want to wear this?
I'm not that desperate, thank you.
Breathing,
oh, you all right?
Clifford looks on in disbelief.
Do you realise what will happen if any of this ever gets out?
A scuba diver emerges from the river. Checking the waterproof camera around his neck, Damien takes off his mask. Spice Girls in speedboat drama.
And more drama concerning the Spice Girls. Today, two young competition winners had a dramatic escape when they fell from a speeding boat on the River Thames. This report from James Platt.
Take it easy, Clifford. Would you like a rescue remedy?
I think it's time for a chat.
The bus is parked outside the Albert Hall.
Look at this. Front page news again. Suppose the whole lot of you had been drowned.
Well, we weren't, though, were we? Speak for yourself.
What do you think you were doing going off like that?
We were just having fun.
What?
You know, fun, like ha, 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 ha.
Look, Clifford, we're old enough to take responsibility for our own lives. Do you know what I mean?
You don't have a life. You have a schedule. You are part of a well-oiled global machine. There are people everywhere working their butts off for you. People like Deborah here.
Can you leave my butt out of this, please?
Oh, just don't be so uptight, Clifford.
Uptight? Uptight? You've got a live gig here tomorrow. It's my job to see that you turn up. My bum is on the line here.
Could you please leave butts and bums out of this for 1 minute?
Clifford, some things are more important than gigs, you know.
Like what?
Like self-respect and our freedom for a start.
Yeah, and friendship.
So what are you saying? You don't want to turn up here tomorrow night?
Well, maybe we don't.
What did you say that for?
I don't know, I just said it. Listen, you, it's up to us whether we turn up to this gig or not tomorrow, all right?
Okay, stay at home. That's fine.
Fine, fine.
What about the fans? We can't let them down.
You didn't mean that.
Oh, didn't I?
Can we please stop arguing? When you know exactly what is supposed to be happening, could somebody please let me know? Oh, great, Clifford. Now look what you've gone and done.
Well, that's just too bad.
Yeah, well, it is too bad, because you know what? I'm going home now. See ya.
Bye.
Can we just stop? All this is doing my head in.
Emma.
Only Jerry's left.
I hope you know what you're doing, because if you're looking for a fight, you're going to lose.
So what do you think? No, I don't want to hear what you think. What do you think?
I think you definitely lost.
I think I may have just started the breakup of the Spice Girls.
Throwing down the paper, Clifford steps to the edge of the stage and bangs himself on the head. Later, in a bar...
It's fine, Chief. Everything's fine.
Oh, no, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
How bad is it?
Imagine how bad it could possibly be.
Yes?
Well, it's worse than that.
Oh, dear.
Don't get upset, Chief.
Oh, dearie me.
Now, you're getting all emotional, Chief. Look, the show will go on. Even if I have to round up four friends and personally dress up as Victoria.
Let us hope it has not come to that.
I won't let you down, Chief.
You'd better not.
Remember, the headless chicken can only know where he has been. He cannot see where he is going. Do not be that chicken, Clifford.
Chicken. Right.
Damien takes a picture of Clifford.
Things are moving. The girls have had a row with Clifford. They might not turn up for the show.
Something strange is happening. What is it? Something happened to my face.
I think you're smiling.
Cackling, McMaxford clenches his fists.
I'm sorry. Sorry that you ever left here.
Jerry's in tears as she watches an old romantic movie on TV.
For old time's sake.
A very long time ago, Nicola and the Spice Girls are sitting in a cafe.
Thanks, Brian.
Right, so there we go, girls. That's six coffees, £1.50.
Can you put it on the slate, please, Brian?
What slate?
You know, the we'll pay back when we're really rich and famous slate.
Call me old-fashioned and sentimental, but no. Who do you think I am, the Salvation Army?
Oh, well, it was worth a try.
So how's the musical career going then? You got any deals?
Not quite. We've got this new song.
What is it? Is it flip-flop or hip-hop? Funk?
Hip-hop. Funk. Where have you been for the last 10 years, Brian?
Well, I don't know the music scene, though. I can't make head or tail of it.
Anything goes these days, Brian. You just do what you want.
You know me. I'm a jazz man, and I'm telling you, jazz is due for a comeback.
Oh, Brian, they've got this great song. Right? Do it for them, girls.
Nah, he's not interested.
Of course he is. You are interested, aren't you, Brian? Yes, you are. Come on, sit down and shut up and listen, because we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah,
do
come it. On, let's go.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, hit it! Yo, I'll tell you what I want.
They take over the otherwise empty cafe, dancing to the music pumping out of the CD player.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I want to hurt, I want to hurt, I want to hurt, I want to hurt.
Mel C does a backflip, then they all point at Brian.
If you want to be my lover.
What do you think?
Well, not bad, just needs a wee bit more jazz in there.
I think you'll make the top 20. Yeah. Who's with him? It's great, I love it.
Mel C's reminiscing as she gazes wistfully out of a window. A bit later, she finds herself standing outside the cafe, which is now boarded up and available to let. Jerry and Emma arrive.
It's so sad, isn't it?
That's what I was thinking.
Just think, we used to live in there. Now look at it.
Victoria and Mel B.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Same as you. This all seems like ages ago, doesn't it?
It just shows you. You can't go back. Nothing's the same.
I wonder what ever did happen to Brian.
I know we definitely owe him for a couple of coffees.
Yeah. Come on, let's go and get some chips.
Yeah. Well, I'm not paying for coffees because I never had any.
Bacon butties for me. Lots of brown sauce.
You just don't care what you eat, do you?
No, I
don't.
I wonder if we've changed a lot since we've been famous.
I don't think I have.
Nor have I. I just think we worry about different things. I mean, in the old days, it was where's our next meal coming from. And now it's where's our next single going to.
And, like, is it all going to be over soon?
Melvin B. Emma. Melvin C. Victoria. Get it. You have been found guilty of releasing a single that is by no means as kicking as your previous records. Nor does it have such a wicked, dirty, fat bass line. You are sentenced to having your next record enter the charts at number 179 before dropping straight out the following week.
What?
Furthermore, you are sentenced to 20 years of having to appear on cheesy chat shows in Taiwan talking about how you used to be famous. And may God have mercy on your lip gloss. Call Gary Barlow.
You know what's happened, don't you? We just haven't got time for our friends anymore.
Like Nicola.
We're supposed to be godmothers to her baby. We haven't even spent any time with her at all.
Why don't we take her out tonight?
Yeah! And go really mental!
Yeah!
Hang on. We've got a show to do tomorrow. And what are we going to do about that?
If Clifford finds out we've been out all night, he'll go berserk.
They look mischievously at each other.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah!
Deborah discovers Clifford drowning his sorrows in the bar.
Thought I'd find you here.
Sorry, there's only room for one depressed personality in here.
Come on, Clifford, at least you're still alive.
That's the bit that depresses me.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've got a degree in politics, philosophy and economics, and I spend my entire life worrying about whether Mel C is wearing the right Nike Air Max.
By the way, did you sort them out?
Yes. Mind you, I'd rather be us than the girls. Fame is such a fickle thing.
So what can I get you?
Gin and tonic, please. Just a minute. You made that a double?
Yes.
You know what happens now, don't you?
What's that?
We both sit here, getting more and more self-pitying, telling each other tragic tales of lost lovers, then end up deadening the pain by having a night of full-on bursting passion and end up completely ruining our professional relationship.
Well, I'm up for it. If you are.
Time, ladies and gentlemen!
The Spice Bus crosses Piccadilly Circus. A bit later, the girls lead Nicola into a nightclub, packed to the rafters with young, colourfully dressed revellers.
You're right, Nicola! Fine! It's the last time I'll be going out for a while, so I gotta enjoy it! I love this song!
That's the free ride!
Come on, let's go for it now!
No, I'll watch you carry on!
Go on, take care, Nicola!
See you later!
Come on!
The Spice Girls make their way downstairs, leaving Nicola standing on a balcony overlooking the dance floor.
Could somebody please tell me exactly what is the dress code here?
Taking to the dance floor, Jerry waves up at Nicola.
The race is long to get out of the bathroom. The top is high, so your boots are forgotten. Giving is good, as long as you're getting. What's driving you is ambition, I'm bidding.
I said I'm good. Do you think you are? Do you think you are?
I said I'm good.
Some kind of superstar.
Nicola waves down to the girls, who are now part of the throng getting down to their track. Looking up at the balcony, Emma notices Nicola clutching her stomach with a concerned expression. Rushing over to help her, the Spice Girls lead her to a back room.
I don't remember swallowing a baby.
Is there an emergency?
The baby's coming. Now, don't panic.
Don't panic.
I'm not panicking.
Ooh. Okay, think clearly. What do you do in an emergency?
Call my mum.
Oh, yeah. We need an ambulance.
I don't think there's going to be enough time.
Okay, we don't need an ambulance. Dennis! We've got to go to the hospital.
Whoa, hold your horses, Mel. What happened?
We're having a baby.
What? All of you?
Just get there.
Come on. Round them up. Move them in. Let's go. We're going to hit the trail.
On the bus...
Contraction.
Okay, deep breathing, that's the thing.
Not you, Victoria, her.
Right, does anybody know how to deliver a baby?
Don't look at me.
Don't worry, I know all about home delivery.
Yeah, right.
Well, I read it in a book. Okay, the first thing to do is, put your legs together.
Well, that's a bit late. You should have done that 9 months ago.
Oh, don't make me laugh, please.
Do not make her laugh, because it'll just shoot out like a cannonball.
No, seriously, now, what if the baby comes out right now?
Well, it's not going to go very far, is it?
I mean, look, she's still got her tights on.
Stay up there. We're not ready for you yet.
They arrive at the hospital.
That's it! Push!
I am pushing!
Are you sure she should be pushing?
Well, what else is she going to do?
If I push anymore, I'll turn myself inside out!
What's going on?
She's pushing!
How dilated is she?
Not very. She's only had one gene lowering.
Just calm down, girls. You're in for a long wait. This is going to take a long time.
Oh, that's nice.
It's all right, we're in here.
Mama, I love you. Mom, that's catchy.
Excuse me.
Ma'am.
Are you the Spice Girls?
Some of them.
My son's banged his head. He's unconscious. Oh. I was wondering if you could talk to him. Try and wake him up.
Yeah, we can do that, can't we?
Sorry about this.
Jerry, Victoria and Mel C follow the couple to their son's bedside.
Malcolm, it's the Spice Girls. They've come to talk to you. Isn't that wonderful?
Hello, Malcolm. It's Jerry.
I'm Melanie C.
And I'm Victoria, Malcolm.
Shh, stop it.
Well, what should we do now?
I don't know. Maybe we should just talk to him.
Well, what are we going to say?
Well, maybe you should take your top off, Jerry. Shut up.
It's just a joke.
Anyway, there's not much point. He's got his eyes shut.
Not now he hasn't.
At the Albert Hall, Clifford's pacing anxiously back and forth when Deborah walks up to him.
How are you feeling?
Bad. Where are the girls?
I don't know. I have no idea.
How about trying to find out? Come on, chop chop, hurry it up.
It is amazing how much pain mothers have to go through. I mean, no wonder my mum thinks I'm so ungrateful.
I've heard it's like passing a football.
Oh.
That's nothing. My mum said when she had me, it was like passing a block of flats with balconies.
Hello? Hi, Deborah. We're in hospital. No, we're fine. It's Nicola. She's having a baby. No, we can't leave her.
Oh, no.
I've got to go. Bye.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. They're waiting for a friend's baby.
It's called loyalty.
No, it's called insanity. The whole world is waiting for this show. And the girls aren't here. They're doing it despite me. They're trying to make me crack. But I won't.
He lights a cigarette.
I won't.
I spy with my bionic eye something beginning with H.
Hospital.
Shut up, Jerry.
I'm off duty now, Helen. Everything all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Doing anything nice tonight?
I'm going to see the Spice Girls show.
That'll be nice, Gladys.
Oh, I better get a move on. See you all later, hopefully.
Listen... This is silly. Don't wait for me.
got to go.
Look, we said we would stay, so we're going to stay.
I think this is it.
Yeah, it is. All right. Push down, Nicola. Very good. Sorry about that.
Hi, Clifford. No, I don't know what time we're going to be there. Look, the world can wait. This is more important. It's about friendship and commitment, but you wouldn't know about that. Look, I'll speak to you later. Bye.
It can't take this long to have a baby. This is the 90s.
Fantastic. He's about to crack up at any moment. The sense of tension, of impending doom. Are you getting that sweat on his upper lip?
Sound running.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's reading, so I could put a little bit more on or something.
Clifford, 5 minutes. Have you got 5 minutes?
All right. Seeing as there's nothing else going around here. Five.
Graydon, fetch.
Come on, come on.
Okay, here's the story. Right, it's the girls' first live performance. They are...
Enter. So with only minutes until curtain up, all hopes of a Spice Girls live triumph are surely dashed.
Oh my God, it's coming out! I think I'm gonna faint.
No, you're not.
Slap me!
Is it a boy again?
It's a beetroot!
It's a girl!
I'm telling you, with arms like that, she'll make a great goalie one day.
Uh-huh. Now that is girl power.
Jerry passes the baby to Nicola. A moment later, the Spice Girls are leaving the maternity wing when they bump into Damien, dressed as a surgeon.
I don't believe it, he's got a camera.
You're that reporter, aren't you?
Emergency!
Are you kidding?
They run after him.
Go on,
get it,
Melanie! He crashes to the ground. And now the girls come face to face with their tabloid tormentor.
The evil reporter has been unmasked, and in that moment, Damien's whole worthless life flashes before his eyes because the girls have made him realize that he's been living a meaningless lie.
Oh, do you know what, girls? You've made me realize I've been living a meaningless lie.
It's his character's one defining moment. There isn't a dry seat in the house.
I'm wet already.
No, I don't buy it. One minute, Damien is this big, threatening monster. The next, he's some weeping wimp.
That's the power of girl power, man.
Oh, so that's the end?
No.
Damien goes after the really big evil boss, McMaxville.
Jacuzzi scandal.
And what about the girls? Well, the girls, they've got to get to Albert Hall, right? I mean, they've been at the hospital for 12 hours.
Ladies! Oh, don't believe it! Just when you need him as well.
Now, it's a race against time. Oh, so there's going to be a chase.
Those are the rules.
Out of the way, girls!
What are you doing?
Fasten your seatbelts.
Victoria gets them moving.
Hey! That's my bus!
What are you doing?
Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
Okay, now the Spice Bus is racing across London through Trafalgar Square. Pigeons are flying up, guys are diving into fountains. And as it zooms down the mall past Buckingham Palace, Prince William is there. He's looking out through a curtain. He turns to the Queen. The Queen, man! And says, "Oi, Granny, look! It's the Spice Girls! They're on telly in a minute!" And the Queen says, "Oh, you're right! Isn't that the posh one driving?"
Look, there's the Queen!
Hi, William!
Hi, Charlie!
Hello, Harry!
And then suddenly, they're on top of the bus.
Why? The rules!
Yeah, the rules. And there they are, standing together in gale force winds, holding on for dear life. Emma slips, but Jerry grabs her. But then Jerry slips, so Mel B grabs her. But then she slips, so Mel C grabs her. Is that four? That's four. Oh, no, there's one driving. Right, so anyway, they're standing on top of the bus, whiplashing back and forth, about to be turned into spice jam.
Oh, my God!
And two old nuns in a mini metro pull up right in front of them. The break and tumbles the girls back inside the bus.
It's close.
Victoria puts her foot down.
Sorry!
And now they're coming up on the Tower Bridge.
Attention, please. Your attention, please. The bridge will shortly be lifted.
The road is rising right in front of them to let a boat through.
The bridge is going up!
They can't believe it!
Oh my God, I don't believe it! Are
you crazy enough to try and jump the gap?
The girls look defiant.
Hold on to your knickers, girls!
Hey, baby! These are the Spice Girls! Of course they're gonna go for it! Up it goes! A 5-ton London bus sailing through the air at 70 miles an hour. It's incredible!
It's expensive!
A toy bus jumps a model of Tower Bridge.
Not necessarily. But then, just when you think they're safe, they discover the bomb.
What bomb?
Those are the rules.
Oh my God, I've had enough of the rules!
No! Are you trying to kill them?
No more! They've suffered enough, please!
All right, all right! All right, they run up to the Albert Hall, up the steps, and then they hurtle down the corridor and they burst through that door right there.
They stare at the door.
You lied to me.
Huh? Oh, no, no, hey now. Hey, that's enough of that. Come on now. Where are they?
I'll rewrite it.
With a packed house awaiting them, the Spice Girls pull up outside the Albert Hall. They jump off the bus and head up the steps towards the venue. Suddenly, a police car appears from nowhere and screeches to a halt in front of them.
Coppers!
Just stay calm, it'll be all right.
Is there a problem, officer?
Dangerous driving, criminal damage, flying a bus without a license, and frightening the pigeons.
Go on, Emma, go.
What do I say? I'm really sorry, officer, but the thing was we were late for a show, so we were in a hurry. We didn't hurt anybody, and we're just really sorry. We promise never ever to do it again.
She smiles and bats her eyelashes, and the police officer begins to melt. Meanwhile, Clifford and Deborah are waiting in the girls' dressing room.
Shall we cut?
No. What's the matter with it? It's the very essence of documentary. Silence. This is marvellous.
OK. So this is the plan. The band starts up, the fans go wild, the lights come on, and I walk center stage and hang myself. Oh, by the way, this is my good side. My final words are, the Spice Girls, I hate them!
Hey! What are you doing sitting around?
Come on,
we've got
a show to do!
Let's do it!
Where are
the mics?
Where are
the clothes?
And where are the bacon butties?
I love those girls.
I
love those girls!
Piers looks annoyed.
Well, that's ruined a perfectly good ending to this documentary.
Everything's under control, Chief.
Then let us enjoy this triumph while we can, before the hounds of catastrophe break free of their shackles and slobber chaos all over our faces once again.
Ciao, Chief.
What did he say?
Does it matter? You know that thing you do when you've been really horrible to someone and you want to make it all right again?
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, say stuff.
Apologise.
That's the one. Well, I want to do that.
You want to apologise.
Right. So, what do you think? Do we still have a professional relationship?
Of course we do. Why ever not?
She walks away.
Just a minute.
He's just about to say something when his phone rings.
Yeah. Come on, let's go crazy. No.
In an eruption of light and glitter, the Spice Girls saunter onto the stage, with Jerry sporting a little red number with a tail, Mel C decked out in yellow and green sportswear, Mel B wearing a skimpy outfit and long boots, Victoria a leopard skin dress, and Emma a shimmery silver dress. The film producer and writer are dancing in a box as they're joined by Clifford.
Gonna make this movie if we got a deal? We've got a deal!
Clifford punches the air. In the audience, the police officer waves his arms above his head.
Colors of the world, every boy and every girl. People of the world,
Clifford and Deborah are dancing side by side in one of the aisles. Meanwhile, the Chief's jigging along in his luxury pad as he watches the concert on TV. Nicola and the baby are watching the performance from their hospital bed. The alien fans are enjoying the show from their home planet, while the newsreader off the telly is grooving in his chair. The Spice Girls hold their poses as everyone around them goes wild. Later, the film's cast and crew are milling about outside.
I'm worried about my character, like, you know, it's totally unreal, do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I know I'm supposed to be the baddie, like, you know, but why do I hate the Spice Girls? You know, there's no reason, do you know what I mean?
Well, he's a caricature, sort of this evil, grotesque symbol about how power corrupts and perverts, you know?
Yeah, but why can't I have a softer side, like, you know, the kids are going to start hating me, you know, they're going to start attacking me in the street, like.
Look, as an artiste, a good kicking could be the highest compliment you'll ever get.
They want me to play their road manager. Well, I'm on the mobile phone getting angry all the time. I don't want to end my career.
Fat or stupid or lazy, that's all I get offered, Alan. Mm. The sort of character people are always ignoring.
Right, OK, they want me to lose my Scotch accent. That's fine, fair enough. Do a posh, silly accent. But the chest wig...
Where's
I
Mel
mean,
B?
It's comedy chest wig. Yes. Hi, Mel.
Hello.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, are you all right?
I am a bit worried
about the chest
wig.
Hi, you're Mel B.
No, C. Well, just call me Savati, it's all right.
All right, sweetheart. Yeah. That's our saying from that film, isn't it?
That was really good, now. Yeah. What was it called?
Yeah,
that was brilliant.
Oh, I've forgotten. You were really good, Nick.
Thanks. I think we'd all like to say that. A big thank you.
Yes. So we needed a serious actress like you in this movie, you know, to give it some depth, because we didn't want it, you know, to be kind
superficial.
Of...
superficial.
Yeah. Could I just ask about my chest wig? Because they want me to wear this chest
wig. Oh, great, Graydon. Can I speak to you about our characters, please?
Yeah, because I was thinking in one scene I'd like to be really, really angry and maybe slap someone like Victoria.
Sure, why not?
Emma? Oh, yeah, and you know what? I don't want to be on an exercise bike all the time. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I've got this thing, and I've got this little catchphrase that I would really, really like to say. When I go up to somebody and I go, I'm not from London, you know.
Because you really are from London, right? Is that the joke?
No,
I got it. Okay. Yeah.
Does he not know I'm from Leeds?
Oh, you lot. Someone's watching us.
Oh, yeah. Look at all those people in there. Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Hello.
Look at them two snogging at the back. I bet you didn't hear about film, did you?
And look where you're heading.
Go on!
Look at the mess they made, the popcorn, that's what I do. Wow. Do you know what I always wonder? Why do people sit there at the end of the film and watch the credits go up?
It's probably the sad anti-climax. It's all over, back to reality.
That's it.
Do you know what? I know where they're going to go. They're going to go down the pub and then they're all going to go to the chippy.
Yeah.
Hey, you. No, not you. Behind you, yeah. To the left. I like your dress.
That looks nice.
Do you know what? Some people are watching this on video. Is there nothing on telly then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what they're wondering now, don't you?
What happened to the bum on the bus?